listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. A teenager remains in hospital after an explosion in a shed on a private property in Penguin this morning. The teen was seriously injured and airlifted to the Northwest Regional Hospital. Police say the explosion was accidental and caused by mechanical equipment sparking and igniting a plastic fuel drum. A breakthrough in the search for the remains of the last known Tasmanian tiger thought to be lost decades ago. Researchers at the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery say the skeleton's been found sitting in a cupboard following a catalogue error made more than 80 years ago. A damning report is calling for an overhaul of Medicare. The Grattan Institute says the system hasn't kept pace with chronic disease and mental health changes. The Reserve Bank Board is meeting again tomorrow, and experts are predicting another cash rate hike is on the cards. Economists are divided, though. Some say it could be lifted by 25 basis points, while others say there could be a pause in the increases. Finance expert Peter Switzer says some good news is also on the horizon.
And these economists think there are only two more rises ahead, with the cash rate topping out at 3.6%. rather than the former view of 4.1%. Let's hope these forecasters are right.
And maybe not lots of thought going into this year's Christmas gifts, although we'd be pretty happy to receive it amid the cost of living crisis. Monash Uni has found 64% of us plan to give cash and 41% will opt for gift cards or vouchers this holiday season. Richmond CEO says there's no reason the Tigers can't do better next season after their first week exit from the finals in 2022. Brendan Gale says he's steering a high-growth club and the expectation is that they'll succeed.
There's growth in this group and a proven as well, so there's no reason why we can't be really strong challengers again this year and push our way into the finals, and we'll take it from there.
And at the World Cup, England will take on France in a quarter-final after defeating Senegal 3-0 this morning. Tomorrow, Japan face Croatia and Brazil face South Korea.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.